Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we are in the boat, but not in the water. It's still raining outside, and so we happen to have some special guests, Avery and Jackson, and look at that, Robanus. And we happen to have Fred on the end over there. He's the proud father. And actually, I thought this was such a great idea because in the fishing industry, we are all the time trying to get youth, you know, active in fishing. And actually, we don't care what kind of fish they catch. And we happen to be in with some guys, these guys, that are pretty good fishermen. And so we're going to, you know what, we're going to get some tips from them, and we're going to learn some how to catch them, I think, right? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, we'll start. So we're going to let Avery go first. Avery, what's your favorite fish to catch?
I would say a bluegill.
Bluegill? Yep. You have you caught some real big bluegill?
In Bixby, I caught a giant bluegill in a pond.
Wow. So what's your favorite bait? Do you throw your dad's frog for them or big, you know, big topwater frog for them? Is that what you use?
No.
No?
Not quite.
What do you use normally? Mealworms?
Just like little worms and stuff. Uh-huh.
Yep. All right. Jackson, tell us. He actually fishes for a team. So tell him who you fish for.
I fish for Arkansas Bass Youth Club.
Uh-huh. Where's that out of?
This is out of Russellville, Conway, or not Conway, Clarksville,
right?
Lamar.
Yep. So you're usually on the Arkansas River, huh?
Usually, yes.
Yep. Yep. And what's your favorite lure to fish then?
I like throwing drop shots, frogs. I like throwing anything that catches bass.
Oh, that's a great answer. So then we'll go to your dad and we'll ask him, where do you fish? You know, what tournament circuit do you fish? And what's your favorite lure?
I fish from the club. The Major League Fishing Club of the Bass Pro Tour. thankfully I've got a lot of signature products. So, I've got a signature frog and I got a signature swim bait, and it's a toss up between the two of those lures what I like the best. Both are fun ways to fish, exciting bites to get, and even more exciting when you set the hook. So, if I have a choice, it's either going to be a swim bait or a frog, and it'd be a flip of a coin one it'd be. So.
Avery, what's your favorite story about your dad taking you fishing? Has he ever fallen in the lake while you're fishing? Uh-oh, look, he's looking at him. He might be getting in trouble.
First fish you ever caught.
Yeah, the first fish I've ever caught was my biggest fish right now.
Really?
6-pounder.
Wow. Largemouth?
A smallmouth.
Holy cow.
Do you remember where you caught that?
Can I be adopted?
I caught it on one of the Great Lakes, but I'm not.
Lake Ontario.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what'd you catch it with? What on?
Like a tube or something?
Yep. Kind of tube.
Whoa. Spinning rod, baitcaster. What were you using?
Spinning rod.
Yeah. Wow. That's a great first catch.
It was pretty amazing, actually.
Wow.
He had his little life jacket on the front, and I helped him kind of make that cast. He was only 2 years old.
Oh.
And we were in Henderson. There's a little bay. And there was a dock kind of off to the side, and we just threw it right off the edge of it, and it went and just swam off. And it was dragging around. He probably doesn't remember much of it because he's 8 years old now, but it was a fish catch I'll never forget. And we fought it, and he just kept working around the side of the boat, and we went down and grabbed it, and it was 6 pounds.
Wow.
Huge smallmouth. Hard to ever beat. I mean,
oh yeah,
most of us never catch one in our lifetime that big. So.
You have set the the bar hard.
I'm like, well, okay, let's move on to largemouth now.
Dad needs a couple of them during the tournament.
Any tournament, whether it's spotted bass, it doesn't matter. 6-pounder is always going to the scales.
How about you, Jackson? What's your biggest fish?
I caught a 7.5-pound largemouth at Toledo Bend in Louisiana.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was...
Toledo Bend. Oh, that's a great place to fish.
Yeah, so we...
What'd you catch him on?
I caught it on a Senko.
Oh, really?
And my dad was out fishing, or he just got back. We were just doing a little guide service out there, and, you know, our friends that own the guide service, we were out there, And he throws a cast out there, and he catches a 2-pounder or something like that. And he goes, if you can catch one, catch one bigger, I'll give you something, but you only get one cast. So I throw my Senko up against the dock on the other side, and I just remember drag going zzzz. It was big.
Yep. He showed me up. They both have. Yeah,
they both have.
I think it's in the blood.
That's great. So, and you've done quite well in some tournaments, haven't you?
Yeah, we won.
I hear you're like with the money.
Yeah, last year we won, I think, 4 or 5 of the tournaments in our youth club.
Wow.
And we got big bass last year, which was a 7.5-pounder. My friend Jaden caught that.
Uh-huh.
And then this year we won the very first tournament. We've only had one because of coronavirus, but we've had one tournament, and that's the one we won this year.
Wow. So, Fred, tell us, and tell everyone, like, what's your approach to taking your boys fishing? Because we know sometimes to the point you can't just press them into it, right?
No, you definitely can't. It's hard because this is what I do for a living, and I'm so competitive by nature that when I get out there, it's hard to just put all that aside, and you're taking two boys fishing that are trying to learn for the first time every technique and to enjoy it. And so for me, I could tell you this, keep it really simple.
Okay.
Try to put yourself in an area where the fish are biting right off the get go.
Right.
And if you can put them on fish and let them experience from casting to hook set to reeling in,
right,
they're going to be hooked, especially if they catch a nice fish right off the get go. But it doesn't necessarily have to be. It could be a bluegill, like Avery said.
Right.
I mean, he loves bluegill fishing.
Right.
And I think he's really found a niche in it because we don't always take the boats out. We'll go walk the banks.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he's just constantly catching bluegill. It's fun to watch. But let them kind of figure it out for themselves. Don't teach them too much.
Right.
But put them around fish where they can catch, and they'll start experiencing and learning on their own. And I'll tell you, it's really neat because after several years of that, and I don't press them to go fish. I go, you guys want to go fishing? If you want to go fishing, let's go. Sometimes it's at some point they're going to be mad and a little angry if you go fishing without them. Am I right?
Yep.
So, and Avery, you know, he's kind of a fair weather fisherman, which I was. We all were at that age, and it's winter time. So I just, you know, do you want to go today or do you want to wait until it gets warmer? And naturally, he's going to want to go when it's warmer, and you know, when the fish are really biting. But don't press them. They're gonna fall in love with it. It's let them build that passion for themselves. And that's kind of what I feel like we've done. And now Jack's teaching me stuff. So, I mean, it's crazy because if you let them figure out stuff on their own, they're going to come back with, I have a technique, which I don't want to even get involved in talking about, but we call it the Jackson rig.
Uh-huh.
And it's saved my tail in several tournaments. So
wow.
It's kind of, you know, some things we got to keep to ourselves, and it's something he came up with, and it's a really neat deal. So
does Boom go the Jackson?
Well, yeah. So, Boom Boom, I mean, he's Boom Boom Junior right now. And this guy right here is Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom. I like that.
We're
That's a good one.
These guys are coming up. I mean, it's fun to watch. So, yeah. And I'll tell you, it's probably the fastest growing sport in the country right now because you do have the high school teams. You've got college. You've got, like, weekend series teams. I mean, there's so many different trails to fish. And there's just nothing like rolling your line out, getting a bite, and catching a fish. I mean, I don't know.
You guys big into electronics then?
Yeah.
Avery, Jackson, big into the electronics? Like these little units
here? We'll get up in the front, and we'll sit up there all day fishing
all day.
For crappie, largemouth, bluegill, whatever's on the graph. We'll just fish for.
Oh. So have you taught your dad some on electronics? Because sometimes these older guys, they're not real good with the electronics.
I taught him how to set up a couple different little
calibrations.
Yeah, calibrations. And just little things.
You know, like getting the troll motor dialed into anchor locks, stuff like that, to calibrate on the remote. And he's sitting there, okay, now just do 2 full circles. I'm like, okay, what else do I do? It's like, okay, you're set, you're locked, you're good. I'm like, all right, cool. So it's pretty amazing how these young guys can learn this stuff, and it's so quick and fast. It doesn't.
Right.
I have to like go to a YouTube or whatever and watch a video 5 times before I even understand what they're talking about. And they pick it up the first time. Done.
Greatest snack. What's the greatest snack your dad ever brought for you, Avery? Greatest snack ever.
Avery.
No, Avery. Don't look. Don't listen to your dad. What's the greatest snack? He bring you like ding dongs or bring you a big donut, jelly filled donut?
It's kind of hard because
he brings all kinds of snacks. He's not one that just sticks out.
I would say like best snack to bring on a boat would be like chips and stuff.
All right. How about you, Jackson? Best snack ever, because surely, and how old you are by now, surely your dad showed up and said, this is what we're going to have to snack on, and it's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's missing the jelly. You know, like, hey, you're like, Dad, peanut butter, jelly?
So every time we go out to a tournament fishing, I usually grab an Arnold Palmer and usually a tuna sandwich. Don't know why, but I think you got to eat like the fish. To catch the fish, you know.
There you go. Good answer. Okay. We'll let you answer it, Fred. What's your favorite one?
Well,
there's
obviously two. You know, we also like to hunt around here. So
okay.
If Jackson will harvest a deer, we go get it processed and we get deer sausage, you know, jalapeno, you know, cheese in it and pepper jack cheese. So we have that, and then also Crockett Creek beef jerky. You know, that is the snack of choice. We always have a bag in the boat.
There you go. That's
or two or three.
Oh. And what's your favorite flavor in that?
Because
I like the original, but
the original's good. I like Old Smoky. I like Steakhouse. I mean, if you want me to go on and on, I probably the best is the jalapeno. You know, or sweet and salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. Oh. Yeah. Sweet and spicy. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, those two. Oh my gosh. They're so good.
what's your favorite story to tell about your dad? Did your dad ever fall in the water while you was fishing, while you were there?
I have no idea.
Has he ever hit his knee on the trailer hitch on the back of the pickup truck?
Every other day, but I mean, otherwise than that, I can't choose the exact best story.
Give us one.
I can't even think of one.
That's good. You keep forgetting. Yes. We want them to forget right now. That's good. You don't need to. yeah.
So you've been fishing. You guys have been out in the boat all the time, right?
Yeah.
All right. So give us a tip. What would you say would be the funnest thing to do while you're out fishing? While you're out fishing, Avery, what do you like to do? Besides, you might be fishing, but maybe like watching the birds or, you know, maybe just eating. What's your favorite thing to do? You don't have anything?
No.
How about you, Jackson? Jackson, you got a boat?
I got a little aluminum boat, but I like going to these little backwaters and creeks.
Yeah?
There's just so many fish, and I mean, if I'm not going for big fish, I just go for numbers and... I also like to swim. I mean,
oh, yeah?
Like, if it's, like, a hot summer day and we're not in a tournament, I'll probably jump in the water throughout the day.
I think Avery likes doing that, too, huh? A little bit.
You know what I used to do with my daughters is I used to have that square float thing, and I tied one of ski rope to it, and I'd throw it off the back. And they would actually just be swimming and under that float while I was up front running the trolling motor, so they'd have to swim to catch up.
Three of those cushions in that. Rod locker right now for that same purpose. So yeah,
best road trip. What's the best place your dad's ever taken you ever?
I think Minnesota, around that area. For
Minnesota,
we went to Mille Lacs. We've done this a couple times, but Mille Lacs, and then there's a bunch of small lakes around there, and when you go up there, you know you're gonna catch a bunch of fish. It's awesome.
Yeah,
Avery caught quite a few on a swim bait last time too, huh?
Yeah.
Relax. Great Lakes. And you guys been to Great Lakes?
Yeah.
Have you been there recently?
We went last year. We went up to Sturgeon Bay.
Right.
There. And we didn't really go out in the water much. But my dad was out fishing, practicing. And I threw like two or three casts out there and I caught.
No, I wasn't practicing. I was in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. He's in the tournament. He's out there a ways. And, you know, I was like, oh, well, we'll just wait for him to come back in. So I throw my rod out there, and I catch like a 2.5-3 pound smallmouth.
while he was out in the
tournament. Of course, he can't tell me he's done this until the tournament's over.
Right.
And he's like, Dad, you should have just fished right here at the dock. There were bass everywhere. And I'm like, were we launched?
Were we launched?
You know, but.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
How are you staying warm? Because you're going out there fishing. It's pretty cold.
I usually just bring a hoodie.
Yeah.
I got some gill, like the long johns. And
right.
And other and usually that keeps me pretty warm throughout the day.
Right. You're kind of a fair weather fisherman, huh?
Yeah.
You just wait till they bite?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, does your dad front end you when you're out there? You know, like you're going down the lake and you're fishing the bank and like he just throws in front of you on purpose. Like, you know, you're standing in front. You know how it works. If you're an angler, you're standing in front. You're by the trolling motor guy behind you. That'd be your dad, the co-angler. Behind you. Does he ever just throw over your line and like, and then he catches them or
he did that last year or last year with the frog. We were throwing up in there and I was fishing just to throwing my frog, and I'm reeling in, and I go, oh, look, there was a miss. He throws back there and catches it. Luck, I think that one got us paid. We're doing, like, an hourly tournament deal. That was really cool, though.
Yeah, they do a lot of cool tournaments out here, and one of them's a charity event for the veterans.
Right.
And so we entered that deal, and it was you weigh in every hour. It was a unique deal, and I personally have never fished one like that, so if there's an opportunity to get a bite, I mean, I hate to say it, but if you miss it, I'm going to throw on it because in the end, we share the pot. So
I
think we cashed quite a few of them checks.
I think we cashed like four or something like that, maybe more than that, a bunch of them.
Do you guys have trophies?
I got
a couple fishing trophies.
I got some. We just did from Oklahoma. We had a little pond tournament. I won that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we have probably 50 people there. But then out here, we won a tournament. Me and my dad were fishing with the National Guard people.
Uh-huh.
And we fished a tournament out here on Lake Darnell. And it was one of my first times really fishing a tournament out here on Lake Darnell.
Right.
And we won that. And I got a bullet that was a bullet shot in Iraq.
Right. Oh, cool.
From a plane.
Uh-huh.
And it now has my name lasered in it. It's pretty cool.
It's a 30 mil out of a... what is it? The 10, what's it called?
I can't think.
Man, I drew a blank, but it's from the Air National Guard. It's their plane that shoots out the nose.
Wow.
And, so he just got another bullet. Our friend Jody Harrelson.
Yeah. I know Jody.
Yeah. Jody, when they won Angler of the Year, he surprised him and Jaden Spencer, his team partner.
Wow.
With another one of these bullets that was shot in 2012. It's the A-10 is the name of the plane.
A-10. Right.
And, I mean, how cool is that? That's like those shells are gone, they're gone. And those were from 2012 in war in Iraq. I mean,
wow.
What a cool trophy to have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And this is our shout out to Jody Harrelson because, Jody also, is a friend of mine and he also gave me, a flag that had flown over, I believe Iraq. I think that's right. And that's where it flew over, and then they fold it up and they give it to like certain people. And so I have that. So every 4th of July,
cool.
like pulling it out, and I'm like, you know, this nobody, you can look, but you don't get to touch type thing. So.
That is really special.
But
And he retired 2 years ago, and guess what he does now? You know,
I have no idea.
Oh, no. Oh.
I know.
So he is actually an official
in
Major League Fishing. So I've yet to draw him as my official. He'd be pretty hard on me if he ever did. But
he looks good in stripes.
Yeah, right? He's a good dude. And, you know, my hat goes off to him for all he's done. He served 30 years for our country. And now he's enjoying his life and going on the road and I think he's at a cup event right now as an official for the Major League Fishing.
There you have it. Hey, it's time for Tackle Time. And Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. And Pico Lures, of course, we were talking about pan fishing a second ago. And one of the favorite crappie fishing baits is a pointer shad, which is a very small bait. So I'm going to tell you to go to picolures.com, check out the pointer shads because those are a small plastic bait you can put on a jig head, and you're going to catch lots and lots of fish, everything from crappie to bluegill. So make sure you check that out. Also for Tackle Time this week, we're going to include the new Regal River, and it's basically a tool bag, and it has a mesh back, plastic front, zipper pouch. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you what's inside our bag because that's always important. I've been keeping mine inside my boat, kind of keeping all my stuff together so I don't have to look around to find my fillet gloves or my Smith's pliers or my scissors. I'm going to keep going. Fillet knife. This is my slab sticker fillet knife. And then you got to have a little hook sharpener, hook remover. Oh. And finally, and not least, Mitchell loved this. It's a Pico lure. Can't leave home without it. Anyway, you can put all that stuff inside here. And the great thing about it is, you know, if it rains or if the water gets on the thing, it's actually going to drain because of the mesh in the back. So there you have it. If you want to find out more about the Regal River bag or any of the Smith's products, make sure you check them out at www.smithproducts.com. Okay, you guys probably do not have a website or media stuff to go to, do you? Like, you know, your own yet? Like sonicboom.com?
I have an Instagram, which is Jackson Rumbanis on Instagram, and my dad has a bunch of the...
We'll ask you, and what's your...
Mine's Fred Rumbanis, and we have boomboomfishing.com. So, yeah, and his hashtag is hashtag Hammerjack.
Hammerjack.
Yeah.
There
pretty
you go.
Fitting.
sounds like a lure.
Right.
Like a lure.
Yeah. There's actually a jackhammer, but that's different.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you being on the show. And I tell you what, you'll have to come back after it would be like next season in the fall, and you can tell us how well you did, and you can tell us how big those brim and those bluegills are that you're catching. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brad.